I think one terrific aspect of the White House announcement was the knowledge that this is a global, if you will, issue, as opposed to, if you will, just a U.S. issue. And at Boeing, we see the global span of the network, you know, in what we do every day. You know, Boeing clearly is a global company. We supply, you know, goods and services, clearly commercial airplanes, also defense products throughout the globe. Our network, our internal network within Boeing, or what we call our virtual private network, extends to every country that operates a Boeing aircraft. And so we have nodes in our network all the way around the globe, and we see the need for a policy and standards to extend, just as our own internal Boeing network extends globally.
But like other companies, Boeing must have an incentive to keep its own network secure to the best that it can. So why is government help needed at this point if people that have the vested interest should have invested long ago in keeping their networks secure? What can the government add here?
Let's see, I think every company has a vested interest to secure its own network. And you see that every day in the marketplace. But what that has caused is a unequal, uncoordinated set of protections. And so what Boeing may be doing it one way, another large global corporation would do it another way. And it's almost to the point where you end up with VHS and Beta. You know, both work well, both accomplish the goals and objectives. As you start to move information from one network to another network, as you know, each corporation becomes more dissimilar in the way we build firewalls and the way we do inspections and we do fast switching and other things to create a secure cyber environment for our own use, it's going to make what the network was supposed to provide in the beginning, this wonderful interoperability, more and more difficult. And the key to, if you will, this, you know, ubiquitous global network is the ability to interoperate. And we believe there is an inherently governmental role in establishing standards and standards for security that allow us to continue to operate, if you will, in this highway system.
So as these strategies would take effect then, and we are talking with Roger Krone, the president of Boeing Network and Space Systems, as these strategies would take effect, how is that going to impact how you do your job or how the different vendors are going to have to also interact? How does that work?
We're hoping as more global standards take effect, it will make everyone's job easier, right? And we will share best practices, we'll share these standards. And at the second and third tier vendor level, they'll be designing goods and services against a standard that will be more ubiquitous and more used by all. And you know, that's really a tremendous benefit to people in the supply chain, because now they know what to design some of the protection software and hardware against. You know, right now they are meeting, if you will, Boeing's needs. Yeah, and we would spec for a piece of software that might be a network sensor. And it's unique, perhaps, to Boeing's need. As we go to more standardization, right, then these suppliers will be able to create products that can be used by everyone in the community, and they'll get much more leverage for their non-recurring investment.
Looking at the NSTIC, which is the third leg of all this, this is the Trusted Identity for Cyberspace, which is primarily domestic, talks about creating an ecosystem of products and services to get people past the password era. What does industry see as the possibility there?
One of, I think, the largest challenges that we have in working in cyberspace is to be able to validate, verify, and authenticate users. So it's vitally important that when people are on the internet, that they are who they say they are, and they are where they say they are. And there are evolving technologies that will move us away from just mere physical passwords. And it's usually There's a couple ways to do it. One might be biometric, one might be geolocation, but being able to authenticate people in the network is going to be key to securing cyberspace. And we're actually encouraged by the discussion that's going on between government and industry on the evolving technologies that would allow us to do that.
Is it a pretty safe bet that any cyber policy that's put into place is not going to be the same cyber policy that we'll see in 3 to 5 years, because this is such an evolutionary process? And how does the contracting community keep up with that?
Absolutely. As we look at moving from sort of an unregulated cyberspace to where we will ultimately be, I liken it more as a marathon. And we're still in the first 5 or 6 miles of this marathon.
Do you anticipate a growth in the use by federal agencies of contracted managed services for cybersecurity as we move, as the government moves into this next cyber phase?
We actually believe we will see the disaggregation of security and cybersecurity from the purchase of the network. Typically in the past, federal agencies have contracted for a network, and in it they buy the totality of the network architecture, the physical connection, pulling fiber, the routers, and the servers. And we believe the value add in securing the network is going to differentiate itself from the physical installation and design of the network, and that we expect cybersecurity to eventually be procured as a different level of service from the physical network. We're excited at Boeing because we have been operating with the federal government, primarily the military, for years. And as part of the work that we do in large systems integration, we have provided some very robust networks to our DoD customer. We call that the .mil space. So we have learned a lot in how to protect networks in the .mil space through these military contracts. We are half a government military contractor and half a commercial provider of aircraft throughout the world. Because we're this commercial provider, we have this large virtual private network, again, which is truly global. And we have been able to take technology and processes that we've learned in providing secure networks to the military and apply those technologies to our commercial networks. For us, it's about taking what we learned in the .mil organization and moving that into .gov, .org, and eventually to the .com space.